This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 28th. God's word for you today is Way Out. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 127, verse 1. And it says, Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. You are not in control. God is in control. When you cede control to God, that is where miracles happen. Take fasting, for instance. What fasting does is it takes you outside your comfort zone. But when you plug in and test God, God's current carries you. Fasting demands that you lose control of your appetite so that you can take control of your destiny. God wants you to engage spiritually so that you can experience the miracles that happen outside your comfort zone. When you are where God wants you to be, all of a sudden, your life opens up in ways you can never imagine. When you are where God wants you to be, the heavens over you open and you see the miracles you never thought you would see. I pray the heavens over you remain open. When you say to God, Here I am, send me. What happens? I will share my story with you. Years ago, when I graduated from university, I was posted to serve in Northern Nigeria. And when I was serving there, what we did mostly was preach the gospel. I studied computer science, and there were no computers there at that time. I was assigned to teach maths in a secondary school, but aside from that, I spent most of my time preaching the gospel. However, I was worried because my classmates who were in Lagos were getting the juicy jobs. Youth coppers in my field who were posted to Lagos were buying cars, and after the service year, people were traveling abroad and getting jobs abroad. And it is because good programmers were scarce, and they still are. So, while serving, I was really bothered, even though I knew that was where God wanted me to be. God had told me the number of years of progress that my service would be equivalent to, and I was blown away that I would be making that much progress. However, I was still concerned and confused, and I became angry at some point. Why am I in this wilderness while people are making things happen? I can never forget what God said to me. He said, You are concerned that you will be a byword, a curse. He said, If you become a curse, let that curse be on me. And that settled it for me. That was the day I plugged in 100%. God spoke to me directly. He did not send someone, a prophet or a man of God to me, even though that would have been good, but he spoke to me himself. The truth is, when you do what God has called you to do and you are available to God, you can never be a byword. You will be the joy of many generations. Let us pray. Father, I bless you because you did not call me to serve you in vain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.